Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. Last time, you guys finally finished off the battle at the Northgate Roadway Station and spent some time there going around healing up and investigating the area to find out what was going on. Oh, shit. Reminder, because I put you guys inside, there was a whole stack of items outside also that were piled up on the roof near the dead knights. There's a whole stack of weapons and such that were collected up there. So there is actually more stuff that we haven't gone through yet. Just popped in my head. So there's that. But what we had come across was doing some searches, found a bunch of shit, including a hidden panel found by Chaser behind a strange cloak. And in there was a dossier about the Six Wise Crows. And we left off with me teasing that information for you. So that is where we can pick up.
Cool.
So, but
no, I thought we were picking it up, which means it opened, but you're good.
Well, it's open, but I'm giving you the information in the dossier so you have something to work with. So you don't have to be like, Jay, what's in the dossier?
Yeah, that's fair. I was just going to ask them if they know what the six ravens were. Crows? Six crows.
Six wise crows.
Yeah, six wise crows.
Yeah, Kate.
What's in the dossier?
Yeah. Tell GM what? The Six Wise Crows are a nefarious gang working within Vigil that is responsible for several unsolved acts of larceny. This gang is led by a female gnome named Killebrandt and includes a death priest named Usundra, an old male human wizard, and three other members whom I haven't been able to identify. The Six Wise Crows were responsible for creating the forged shield shards and swapping them for the originals. And there's also a map in there of Vigil, and there is a large red ink mark, like circling and highlighting an establishment called Bruna's Quality Shields, Smithy, and Sundries. Above this ink mark, a question reads, replica forged here?
Ooh.
And you will be able to determine that this, all this information compiled together as it is, would count as a piece of evidence for your discussions with the various people that you need to speak with. Yes, Kate.
The way you said replica forged here, it sounded like a question mark on the end?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It looks like, to me, this is evidence that someone gathered, so they were saying this is possibly where it was created. So I think that's maybe where we should head to see if they know anything about this.
Does the letter have the fake seal on it?
The dossier.
The dossier was written by a knight, so the seal would have been used for something else.
So the dossier is likely legitimate. It's not. It hasn't also been forged, like, to frame someone or something.
Yes.
It seems to me like a knight was investigating it, found it, got caught.
But I don't know if it was, like, a fake thing to get someone in trouble because we found the fake seal there, like, them trying to, like, falsify evidence.
Well, in the dossier also is, like, evidence listed. It includes the seal and the three vials of poison.
And it's linking the crows to it.
Word.
And the person we just killed. So it... Technically, could be some massive, intricate plot. But
did you say
not.
The vials were poison?
I did.
Ooh, that, I have a question. When we spoke with, was Ranton Gendry? Is that his name?
Sounds right.
The guy that liked to talk and liked to hear people's stories.
Yeah,
yes, that is
Ranton Gendry.
When we spoke to him and he told us the story about how his mother was, what was it, sick, and then someone said they can help her, and all they wanted to do was see the shield, the relic.
Was it a gnome?
Oh, no, I know that name is in my notes somewhere. So
you gnome that name?
I gnome. But was there any mention of any kind of official documents of her visiting and that would have the Vigil seal on it?
I'm going to need you to rearrange that question in a way that's not all over the place.
So his story was that his mother was sick, and that someone approached him and said, hey, like, I can help, but I want to inspect the shield, right? Isn't that, let me check my notes.
They wanted time alone with the shield or something.
They wanted time alone with the shield. So my question was there any, from the assistant or from him, was there any kind of documentation that would have needed to be submitted for that approval to see the shield by itself that would need that seal?
Me, David, would like to say I doubt it because he shouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want an official seal and trail for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was from the gnome's patron, Gildanas.
Or
Gildeus.
Gnome has a Patreon?
Yes, the gnome has a Patreon.
But we don't.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't mention that there being any stamp or anything like that.
Okay.
He was just trying to quid pro quo, help for help, basically.
And the knight that we saved, he mentioned a gnome, I believe. When we talked to him, he said that there was a gnome here talking to the people that were upstairs, right?
They assaulted the way station. They had crow masks, kidnapped Dozwin. Purple hair gnome said to make it look like orcs did it.
Okay.
That is my exact notes.
Good job.
So it looks like we have two things to figure out. Well, two things to do. Take this evidence back to the town. But also, I think we need to find Dozwin. That's what we were here for.
I think you're right. Yeah. This seems like a pretty big plot.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on that cloak that I found. Just like casually just drape it over myself.
That's a nice looking cloak.
No, it's not.
Are you going to remove the backfire mantle to do so?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Ah, fuck. Heldesia, do you want this cloak? It looks a little beat up, but honestly, it kind of matches your aesthetic
you're,
a little.
You're beat up?
God damn.
Chaser.
Damn. He says that pussy beat.
Whoa. That was a flurry of blows with words, bro. Wow.
It's not beat up. It's just, it has some scorch marks and stuff. It looks
the
warm
cloak
and tough.
We're
sure,
talking about,
I'll
right?
Okay. Take a look at it.
So also, I mean, I found
it's
this.
It's probably going to be so much more useful in the backfire mantle, but
100%.
Just once, it'll be useful to me to have that mantle.
Also, I mean, I don't know if you guys would be interested, but I found a breastplate and a falchion. I was thinking of trying the falchion out.
You found a what?
Falchion.
More of an ath, man.
And a breastplate.
Falchion.
Okay.
I'm good with myself.
All right.
Yeah. I like to have the reach.
I got my fist.
Be able to hit from further away to help you guys.
That makes sense. Stay away from danger and protect us. Did you guys find anything?
Just what I showed you guys?
Oh, the plate that I took from you and put in my... Yeah. Oh, I know about
that.
Yeah,
that's all I found.
Okay.
I found a lot of vials and the money I shared with y'all.
Vials. You can have the one.
Yeah, I wasn't offering them to you.
I was just saying I'm not interested, so...
Got him.
Yeah.
Nobody's pulling any punches right now. We're just... Bam, 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 all at each other.
Man, I didn't say anything mean to anyone.
Organa wasn't very mean to anyone either.
Yeah, it's kind of just Heldesia.
Yeah.
Chaser was absolutely mean in there.
A little bit. He called Heldesia
up. Like rusty and kinda... old and used vagina.
I did not say any of those things. I said it matches
Mike, I think
her
you
vibe,
are the one who said those things.
He
says, I'm like, does the cloak match the drapes?
No, I don't think that was said.
That was last episode.
So you guys do know, well, are you sharing, like, showing all the stuff that you have there?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you share the stuff. You know the place, Brunas. You've been there.
The
every knight in town has been there.
Huh?
That is, like, the place to get your armor fixed and shit like that. That is the place to go.
Did I notice anything weird? You said it was probably fake there.
The dossier suggests that that's where the person who wrote it, likely Dozwin, because you were told she was the one who was doing stuff, doing the investigation, thinks that it was made at that place.
I know exactly where this place is, so I can definitely get us there.
So do I. There's a circle on the map. It
I've
shows
been
me
there
exactly.
before.
Oh, I have not. So,
and we still know where it is.
You actually know. Also, you know a path that'll get you there that will pass that on the way back to where all the speeches and stuff are happening also, so you'll be able to hit that on the way.
I know the best way to go, too, so we don't miss them speeches.
Well, we're not gonna... Yeah, okay. Hey, that's good thinking. We can...
Thank you, Kazuma.
You're welcome.
All right, so you guys are aware that there are a number of new magical items amongst the stuff that you found. I don't know what you guys want to do in terms of trying to figure that stuff out.
I don't think I can use this, and I'm going to reach in and pull out the Staff of Greater Healing, I believe it is.
I believe so.
Can any of you use a magic healing staff?
Nope.
I can hit people with it.
I have healing spells. I mean, I'm sure I know how to use that, if
do
that's
you
what
have
you're
the,
asking.
Do you have the spell... Heal.
I mean, I have a spell that heals, but I.
I can use the staff.
Can you?
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's great!
Wow, what a coincidence! Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I just found some arrows that I'm gonna take, and the other stuff that I'm gonna take that nobody wants.
Now, Heldesia, you currently have your accursed staff. That is what is attuned to you today. You can only attune one staff a day.
Oh, this has to be attuned?
It's a staff. They use your spellcasting ability to charge them.
Oh.
And you have to, like, attune to the staff to charge it.
Oh.
I can, like, hold on to it, right?
Yeah. And okay. if you find another day you want to use that one instead of your accursed staff, you could prep that one instead.
Okay.
Just realize, too, though, you still have four charges left on your accursed staff.
Yes.
which would let you cast Three Omen again if you really wanted to through the staff.
Can we stop calling it Three Omen?
Never. We're
absolutely
gonna be
not.
We're going to be in like three APs from now. We're going to be doing another show, and we're going to still call it Three Omen. So, is it nighttime now?
No.
Okay. I was just looking because the map looks like it's nighttime. So, do we have enough time?
It's a little after 1 in the afternoon.
Okay. And then is there any relevance to the pile of weapons and stuff up that you set in on the roof?
Just that they're there. I don't know if you guys want to take them. It's a lot of shit. Like, a lot.
Can we take anything of monetary value? Like, actual money?
There's no money.
Can I go up there and...
I can tell you what's there. First, are you giving her the staff? I'm just trying to transfer it in the thing.
Yeah, I'll give her the staff.
Thank you, Chaser.
Happy to help.
I was going to detect magic up there since I know the magic that I have. See if anything up there was magic.
It is not.
Okay.
Useless.
Yeah, kind of. I'll tell them, like, hey, I know that this stockpile of weapons was up here. I detected magic. I don't really think any of it's magic.
But I don't need any of them.
Yeah. I figured if there was like an upgrade or something special, but...
There are 7 steel shields. Okay, there's 7 of the following items. Steel shield, longsword, composite longbow, ornate breastplate.
Nah, I'm good.
There are 280 arrows.
I am taking those.
Do you,
all
can
of
you
them?
Hold all that?
I have a fucking bag of holding. I assume that I can... I figure, I deduce, I...
Oh my god.
Take a giant
you
guess.
You assess.
I assess that I have enough room in there for that many arrows. How much can a quiver hold?
They're usually 10 sets of 10, because that's how you buy them, is sets of 10.
So I like... If I use 10 arrows in a battle, how do I keep...
Well, there's no quiver, per se. It's okay.
Just reach into the bag and pull them out of there instead.
How many did you say, by the way? Because I'm going to...
280.
280?
Yes.
Nice.
What are your current numbers? Because obviously your arrow shooting aren't actually removing since you're not attacking in hero.
I had 136, and then I took the 20 from him, so I have 156.
This is Rosman's wet dream.
It really is. I'm so excited.
Finally back in society, and now you just have all these arrows.
Even in your bag of holding, that looks like it puts you into the encumbered area.
Is that after removing the shield and the breastplate? That shouldn't be in my bag of holding because I donated it.
Which breastplate was it?
The silver breastplate.
It was the one that was on the statue or something from Rosler.
Well, two breastplates were shown in his bag of holding. That's all I'm asking.
Well, yeah, there was the breastplate that I just added from the big guy, and then there was the low grade silver breastplate, and the low grade or silver breastplate, and then low grade silver shield, which on my character sheet is called custom shield.
Oh, the full plate that you picked up is what's doing it. Are you putting that in the bag of holding too?
That's the full plate that Kazuma.
The one that you just picked up.
Yeah.
Off the armor rack.
That's what's doing it.
Well, that's not in your bag of holding.
That's not.
No. I don't have it in there. That's why you're going over.
And it won't fit in the bag of holding?
No, I can get it in there. I'm just asking.
Yeah, put it in there.
So, magic items. Trying to figure stuff out? Yes, no?
So sorry.
Yes, please.
There was a lot happening there. Do I have any clue how much an ornate breastplate might be worth for selling?
There's a skill for that.
Well, appraise isn't a skill anymore. I believe it is now tied to crafting.
Yes.
I'm good at that. I'm trained in that.
I also... kind of want to point out that this is like a knight's outpost. So these weapons and like, they probably stacked them up here because they said they wanted to make it look like an orc attack. So these are probably like their weapons and their armor that they need for the knights to like guard this place. Whereas in Rosler's coffer, everyone was dead. It was okay for you to steal a bunch of stuff. I don't think you should steal from the Knights of Ozum or
you
the town guard.
You just stole 280 of their arrows.
That's different. I'm going to use those. I'm not selling them. I'm going to use them to protect the land.
And I can use money to buy supplies to protect land.
Is this stealing from the Knights of Ozum?
Can't steal from the dead, right?
They weren't buried with them? They're not on them, right?
No, they're stripped off of their bodies.
Okay, great. So they're just in a pile of themselves.
Next to their bodies.
I'm not desecrating their bodies.
Yeah, I took the arrow, so I'm going to say that's fair game and never mind. That's a fair point.
I mean, we did establish that it's probably not safe to leave
weapons
and stuff unattended.
A lot.
A lot?
Close to somewhere between 150 and 200 silver per.
How many can I fit in my bag?
All of them.
I had 48 bulk left, I think.
Got all of it. There's or all 7 of them.
What are you taking? All the weapons?
All the ornate breastplates. Yeah. Even if I just sell them back to the city, I think it would be better than nothing.
All right.
You're gonna sell them back their
ornate
breastplates?
Yes.
Their own breastplates?
Yeah, finder's fee. I mean, we don't have to make money off of them. If they are the knight's breastplates, I can just give them back, I guess. But
they are clearly the knight's breastplates.
Who else's would they be?
Maybe somebody just has some fancy armor.
Just seven of them?
Strangely matching the seven bodies that are here. Or I guess six, because you did save the other guy, I believe, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. So is there only six armor?
No, they stripped him of all the armor.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'll give that guy back his armor.
I can barely move, but...
Here's your armor back.
What was that, Clay?
How do you know it's his?
They're all inscribed with their names.
He looks at the tag. It's like, hey, this one's... What was that guy's name? I forget.
Someone wrote it down, probably. I would hope.
Was it Everett?
Would it be helpful or frowned upon if we, like, buried them?
Would it be helpful to bury them? Yeah, they're...
Well, I don't know if there was any of, like, anyone who looked at the bodies or anything before we
anteater?
Pull around them.
What was it?
Hernan Anteater?
Hernan, yeah.
I don't have a shovel.
Well, it's not Anteater. It's Enteator.
Anteator.
Anteater, close enough.
All right, if I see Cosmo start to, like, dig holes, I'm going to go and help him.
I don't have a shovel.
Also, that'll
Nobody
take
have a shovel.
For fucking days. That'll take literal hours to dig all those holes.
I'll just flurry of blows the ground repeatedly
to
punch it.
That's actually a good point. Cosmo, maybe instead of, like, burying them ourselves, we should go back to the town and let them know, and then they can probably send someone not trying to save the world, prevent the world's destruction, to bury them.
You're getting real cocky.
We're
very cocky.
We're here
you
to,
should want the same thing.
You do know that there is a sacred burial site for fallen knights of Ozum, so likely would be a better place for them.
They're in Elysium now. So
I'll go tell
the bodies can be buried properly.
Elysium?
Elysium, yeah.
I also don't have a shovel.
Isn't that right, Jay? Is that right? Elysium?
That is one of the
for Ioma
realms
Day, right?
For afterlife.
I think it's Ioma Day.
Somebody did his homework.
I will not take all of the armor because I feel bad.
I already moved it on your goddamn sheet. Are you taking any of it? What are you doing?
No. No, I'll leave it.
Whoa.
Now what'd you do, David?
Leaving the armor.
Because of the moral qualms that it causes. Also...
Sure, not because I can't actually just sell it somewhere else. Because that would be frowned upon by society as a whole.
Weird.
All right, so I think we should probably head back, right? Because we can check out that shield place. And then we can... I mean, I think we already talked to someone today, right? So we'll have to wait till tomorrow, right?
No.
Oh.
You can only talk to a specific person
once a day. Okay, so we can talk to everyone if
yes.
we want. Okay, I thought it was one person a day.
Because they all have different times
yeah,
in a
they
day.
They all have
speeches.
Different times to right. do their stuff, yeah.
So I think we should head up to that shield place, that repair
well,
place.
We're going
to
catch the speech first, I think, on the way.
Yeah.
It was the other way around.
Hit Brenna's first.
Okay.
Because the path is that way. On your way back, since part of an exploration activity is recasting a spell or casting a spell, you guys will technically be able to try to identify these items along the walk because it is not a short walk. So, I will roll it for the people who are holding the items to see how that works.
Chaser casts detect magic.
Wom, 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 wom. We can't fucking do that.
He doesn't. You just see him, like, squint a little too hard for a second because he's trying it.
Is this like Glorian trying to make magic happen?
Magical now.
Yeah. Yeah, sure you are. Yes, you are.
Sorcerer dedication.
Yo, I would fucking die if you actually took that. Glorian's this big fighter and he takes a dedication to get some cantrips.
So the first thing was a moderate healing potion. The thing that you just identified was a wand of silence.
Silence?
Yep, David, if you'd be so kind.
Absolutely. I would love to be kind. I won't.
All right, David, again, if you would. The last one was a wand of alarm.
Wand of alarm?
Yep.
And are all of these things taken from the bodies of the dead people, or...?
This is all the stuff you found on the bad guys, yeah.
Only on the bad guys, because the other people were separate. We didn't take anything.
So far, yeah. The only thing that wasn't there was the full plate that you took off the armor stand. But I haven't even run that one yet.
Cosmo.
I'm just holding it.
Gives me shit.
Yeah,
we're
oh,
thinking
I know.
About selling, and he's like, ooh, this full plate, I want it. But he is a knight, so...
Yeah, okay. So it's, you know...
Get back to the city. I don't need it. Can't use it anyway.
You can
myself,
use it.
Myself's probably better.
You don't know that, though. Let's wait until we get it identified.
The only reason you're not wanting to do it is because your stuff is already better. Maybe.
Which means... If it wasn't better, you would totally be okay with taking that off that armor rack.
And that last one is plus one full plate. Oh, plus one striking falchion was the other one.
All right, cool. The breastplate that he had, was that magic or no? So there was the full plate that was on the rack, but then he had a breastplate.
It was not.
It was not magic?
No.
I throw that out.
Okay.
Do you want that, Chaser?
I'll keep it, yeah.
Okay. I give it to Chaser. I thought it was magic. I don't have no use for just a breastplate. Chaser does, though. He'll sell it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We could make some money or something.
Yeah.
More supplies, more useful.
Yeah, more better. Okay. So we're heading to the shield shop, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So as you make your way to Brunna's.
Making my way.
Well, it's bad. There's smoke in the air as you make your way up there. And by the time you get there, you just see the whole shop ablaze. Several dozen onlookers surround the building. They look like they had formed a buck brigade to try to quench the fire, but it's not working. And they aren't sure what to do. You know that's right, Shop. Obviously, you've been there. And Cosma, you recognize Brunna as she comes running toward the building, shouting,
Rolf! You fool! Get out! Rolf!
Yeah, Rolf is one of her workers that are there. But as you come up, not seeing it on the map there, maybe it's because of your view, but you guys are on there if you guys want to adjust the map so you can see it better. Yeah, it's some bad stuff here. We're going to enter initiative for how we're going to roll through here just because of what's going on and what you guys can try to do during your turns. Give me some of that.
Initiative, you said, right, sir?
Yes.
Bad.
Same.
Oh, good. It's a good thing nothing's burning down and nobody's lives are in danger.
I bet you Organis is good.
All right, Chaser, what's your initiative?
21 for initiative.
Eldensia?
14.
Oh, was that a nat 1?
No.
Jeez.
Rosman?
35.
God damn.
God damn, god damn.
God damn, god damn. Organa?
25.
Rosman, ready for action.
And Cosma?
19.
Okay, so, Rosman, you're up first.
Okay.
What are we looking at? Like, where is the shop?
Burning building.
You are outside, like, the door to a gate for the burning building here. Can't see inside the building, but through this gate here, acrid smoke spills out from the gaping maw of a stone hearth into this walled yard. Tables hold various blacksmithing tools, and a large anvil in the center of the yard appears well used. Flames dance across the roof of the building to the west. A wide gap south of the hearth provides an opening into the burning building. Technically, that's basically like the bottom of the bottom, like line where the map is there over here. If you can see the ping,
yes,
is where that like entry is. If you were to go into the building,
oh, that's where it is.
Nope, here. The other thing is a window
and a wall.
You say the name Rolf?
Yes.
So, was she screaming into the building for Rolf?
Weird that way.
Okay. Do I have enough time to free action ask her where Rolf was in the building?
He was in there working on something. He could be anywhere.
Okay. I'm going to run into the building and try to find Rolf.
How are you entering? Do that opening then?
Yes.
What's your movement speed?
30.
All right. So your first 30 gets you here.
Okay. That's my first movement. Do I see anything when I get in there? Like, do I see where he is or?
All right. So out here it is. Like, you guys don't even see him anymore once he passes through because it's so smoky, it counts as concealed. As you go to enter there, that is entering the shop. Scorched debris and smashed tables litter the floor of the shop, along with chunks of burning wood falling from the ceiling above. The wooden frames around the windows are ablaze, as is the roof above. Open doorways lead north and east. East is the doorway you'd be going into. Everything in this room is difficult terrain.
Okay.
And it is heavy smoke in here, so basically it causes some damage unless you're able to like hold your breath or fight off a save against it.
Okay.
Is how bad it is.
And that is just from smoke, not
fire. That is
fire.
Just from smoke, yes. Well, there is also fire damage in here as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to find Rolf. I'm not going to scream because I don't want to keep breathing in, you know. I didn't say that I held my breath. And I'm already in the smoke, so I can't hold my breath now.
And yelling Rolf.
I said I wasn't yelling. I said I'm not yelling because I'm in smoke.
They said you're still calling his name out there.
No, he said I'm not going to say
anything because I'm in a room full of smoke. So I'm just looking for him at this point. So you said there's a door to the north?
There's an opening up there, yeah, but you can barely see it. You can just see because like as the flames lick through the smoke, you can kind of see an opening in there, but it's difficult. Are you trying to do a seek in this room to see if you can see him in here?
Yeah, let's do that. That's since I can't see into the opening to see if he's there, I would check this room first to try to find him. I would do a cone. Not how it works. 15-foot cone, 10-foot.
Not anymore.
Oh.
It's new, but I don't recall exactly what it is now, but you are not able to see any living creature in this area from your scan.
Okay.
But you see the undead burning zombie in front of you. Rah!
That is also false. You do not see that either.
Well, that's good. I'd probably be like, oh, it's a cold zombie. I would
move. Oh, I've seen these ice zombies before.
I've seen ice zombies. This is nothing new to me. I would move towards the opening in the north if I didn't detect anyone in this room.
I really wish my stoked flame stance could give me resistance to fire.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it eventually?
I think there's like a path I can go that'll change what it does. I don't know if it will give me resistance to fire, but I think it will add like burning my attacks maybe.
Seek is now 30, almost always 30 feet or less in any dimension. So Seek is way fucking better than it was. So you basically search that entire room thereabouts in a single action.
That's cool.
I wanted to find it because I knew it was a big fucking change.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is essentially that entire room in a single action.
It's difficult terrain, you said?
Yes.
Can I move the 15 feet then towards the north? That's half my speed.
Okay. All right, so you end your turn in this area. So I will need a fortitude save from you for the smoke inhalation.
That is a 23.
23 is a failure. Oh, fuck.
What?
Hero points. Got that part. Yeah, so, I mean, now, before we actually spend any, hero point votes were tied between two people, so I'm going to roll. So, let's see, we got 2, 2, and 1. So, going from around the table this way, the person it's going to be from this way that's first is going to be odds, and the second one is going to be evens.
Okay.
That is a 3. So, Rosvin gets a hero point.
Whoa, just keep it.
You know, Jason, that feels a little scripted to me.
Okay, that
and
sucks.
Organa, you said you have 3 already, right?
Correct.
Are we done with hero points now?
Well, yeah, because okay, I can't give out the next ones, yeah.
So I'm going to re-roll that then. That's worse. So,
I need to know.
No, I know. It's 20.
Okay, so it's not a critical failure.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's okay. We'll see what happens. Rosvin will be okay.
So, from the smoke.
Yeah.
1 fire damage.
Okay. I have resistance fire 5.
Do you actually?
Yes.
From what?
My +1 fire resistant scale mail, which is why I was totally okay running into fire.
Not because you're a hero?
Well, no. I wouldn't run into the fire if I didn't have that. I would try to figure something out, like putting out the fire.
12 poison damage.
All right, that I don't have resistance to, so...
Does your soothing mist do enough to just, like, put out flames, the misting it away, just, like,
no.
Add water to the air?
No. It does stop persistent fire, or it gives me another check or whatever, I believe. Poison, you say?
And now, from the falling fire pieces that are in there, I need a reflex save.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. That is a 24.
24 fails.
Okay.
Hero point, no.
Yeah, I'm going to do a hero point.
I just wanted to make sure.
Because I rolled hero points really
on the
fucking
first,
low.
First turn. That's the first round.
You did run into a building on fire, so. I mean.
True.
It's lower. So. How much? It's 21.
Not a critical.
That's fine. Maybe I should stop using hero points. So things hit me, huh?
You can withstand the flames. It's the everything else that's really getting to you, apparently.
You take 18 fire and bludgeoning damage.
18 both? Like 18 fire, 18 bludgeoning?
18 total, but it's okay. Fire damage and bludgeoning damage.
Okay, so do I resist 5 of it since it's fire and bludgeoning, or do I not resist because it's the bludgeoning? So do I take 13?
Is there an even split between what is what damage?
No, it's just X amount of D6s of fire and bludgeoning damage.
Okay. But 13?
What?
Did you say 13 or 18?
18. Okay. Right now, we'll say half resistance. Okay. I don't know what it is. If someone wants to look it up to see how that goes. Right now, we'll say half resistance. And you are on fire.
Ugh.
So you have persistent fire damage as well.
Ugh.
Okay.
Who knew that running into burning buildings was really fucking dangerous?
Persistent fire damage is at the end of your turn.
Firefighters.
So 3 more of that, but I believe that's going to
resist. Yeah, I resist.
Resist
that.
And at the end of your turn, you
I
get
roll.
To make a
yeah.
save, although...
20.
Oh,
that's
now.
That's a nat 20.
Now
yeah,
you
right
get
now
it.
I get it, yeah.
On that flat check, yeah. That is all your action.
Yep.
Organa.
I have a question, but I don't... I'm going to do it anyway, but I'm going to try to figure out how the fire started. I just don't know what skill I would be using to do that. Where it started, like...
I'd say perception, possibly crafting.
Perception it is.
Huh?
Perception it is.
Are you doing it from outside there?
The first one I'd like to do from outside, yeah. All and right. then...
So But outside the gate, even like where you're standing, or
how
you?
How far away are we? I'll hold my breath and run up to it.
To like the doorway?
Yeah.
You have more than 25 feet movement, right?
Sure do.
Okay.
30?
35.
35? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fast as fuck, boy.
31. I had to make sure none of my bonuses were for this. I have like 4 perception bonuses and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what you can tell, it definitely seems like it is coming from somewhere deeper within the building itself. Like, definitely didn't start outside and get inside. It is something that started inside and came out, but from where you are, you can't see what would be like the focal point or the starting point.
You said I've been to this shop before?
No, Mike has.
Can I go around back and see if there's another entrance or slash exit?
Yeah.
Do I know of like a specific entrance that would be better?
Better than...
Like the way he just ran in?
Do you just know of another entrance and exit, are you saying?
Well, I'll wait till your turn for that, since that would be meta knowledge, since he didn't ask you that. So I will answer that question when it comes to your turn.
Yeah, Organa's more worried about the flames than asking Cosmo.
Yeah, so you're going to try to do your full move back there then, 35, to go check the back?
Correct, yeah. That would be the rest of my actions, I believe, as well, because I'm guessing that was a seek action of some sort to look for the fire where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you pass along the side of the building around there. You see that there is a... that's like where the actual like smith is. And there is like a gap there for like airflow or whatever. Could go through there, but that's going to be a bad idea, because even just getting that close to it, you feel there's more heat coming from there than there was before. So that's a very focused point of fire right there, in like basically the kiln almost. As you pass by that to get around the back, you don't get all the way around there, but you do see that there is like a wall back there. You can assume there's probably a window around the back, but you can't see anything at the moment. And because you are out here, aside from the concealment, there's no damage from out here. Yeah. Well, yeah, that also. But there's even heat damage would be, even holding breath, there's heat damage. But it's not hot enough out here in the yard to cause any heat damage. Chaser.
Chaser is going to reach into his backpack. Do I have to drop that to reach into it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to drop my backpack.
Or remove it, at least. You don't have to put it on the ground. You just have to take an action to take it off your shoulder, basically.
Okay. Will it be an action to put it back on my shoulders?
Yes.
Not worth it. I'm going to drop the backpack. Oh, well, it would just be in my hand the whole time.
You can grab the thing out of it before dropping it if you want, also. I'm just saying you don't have to put it on the ground when you take it off. You can keep it in your hand.
But then it's in my hand.
True.
I'm okay dropping it.
Okay.
I will drop my backpack, first action. Second action, reach in and pull out my...
First action is removing the backpack.
Oh.
Reaction to drop it.
Reaction to drop it.
Or release it.
Maybe. Release it. Second action, reach in and pull out my potion of fire resistance. Third action, drink the potion of fire resistance.
Okay.
Cosma, so do I know of any better ways to get in there?
You know that the best way into the building, in this case, would be the opening that
Rosman
went through.
Do I see anything else around that would help put out the fire that they're not currently using?
I mean, they're still standing there holding buckets. It looks like they were trying, but you can tell just by looking through that, like, they've stopped and it doesn't seem like anything has happened.
There's no, like, hose or anything?
No.
There's no hoses
there's no
place.
Hose, bro.
I'm just trying. I don't know, because I know I'm slow as fuck. I'm just trying to think of what I could do, because I know I'm slow as fuck, so I'm probably not going to be much help in there.
Giving you any kind of advice would be table talk, so we can't do that.
I imagine all the windows are already blown out.
Definitely seems that way from what you can see.
I don't know if, like, smashing the windows would help, like, get the smoke out or anything.
So, notoriously...
Oh, there's whole walls and stuff that are down.
Real life, in a situation where your house is burning, you don't want the windows open, because that fuels the flames.
Oxygen fuels the flames.
As some real life advice. Horrible idea to do that, because it'll just explode out in flames.
Yes, you want to suffocate the flames, not give them
oxygen. I don't know what I can really do.
Just do what you do when you do it.
I don't really know what I can do. So what do you guys think we should do? I don't have a way to put out a fire or anything, and the buckets don't seem to be working.
I don't know if we can put it out at this point. It looks too big. I'm going to run in and see if I can help out Rosman.
I mean, look how big those flames are. That doesn't seem like that was a great idea either.
I would not recommend going inside.
That seems like a horrible idea.
However, I think we need to find out possibly where Rolf is. Could be a matter of life and death.
She just said she didn't know.
Just because she doesn't know doesn't mean we can't find out.
Is there like a, I don't know what to ask this, I'm not stupid, but is there like a town fire department kind of thing?
That's the bucket brigade.
I thought that was I thought you were just making a term for people with buckets trying to put out a fire.
That's a real thing.
The old-time fire departments were called bucket brigades.
I literally thought it was just...
The entire town would gather and string a line from, like, a well or something like that.
And
with
just
like
pass buckets.
50 fucking buckets and just back pass and them back.
I was
and
visualizing
forth.
A bunch of civvies with buckets just throwing water on
fire. That's literally what they are.
Oh, dear God. We're doomed.
We're doomed.
Do they try? Have they tried being smart?
Says this guy.
Get a fucking fire truck. Does anyone here know, like, of a power... Wait, was one of the people we were supposed to find a caster? Was one of the people we were supposed to find a caster? Maybe they have, like, some water shit?
The speakers?
Yeah.
Being a heal. Ilyu is a marshal of magic.
Would I know if they would have water abilities?
You won't know what their spell list is.
Oh my god, no.
And it's a long way to get there from here.
Oh, so this is
like, it'll take you probably a good 10 minutes to try to find them.
Also, because technically we do have this knowledge.
And that's if you're running to where it was and doing nothing else.
She is at the Battle Mage Academy. So it would make sense to, I'm going to say the word, assume that her magic is more battle-focused than water-based.
Does anyone here have water magic or anything? They're just throwing buckets that aren't working?
I don't got any kind of magic.
If we did, we would have done that already.
Well, what you're doing doesn't seem to be helping.
My arms, they're getting tired from the buckets.
At least we threw buckets, you're just standing there.
Mike's aggravation of the situation is definitely going through Cosmo because, like, I just see these idiots there throwing buckets or doing absolutely nothing, like...
Versus idiots standing there not throwing buckets doing absolutely nothing.
What's he gonna do? It's good they're not doing anything. Like, I can't think of anything to do other than fucking running like a moron.
Some people would argue it's not running in like a moron.
Yes, it is.
It's running in like a hero trying to save Rolf.
You have
Rolf.
No fire protection.
I absolutely
do.
He literally
has fire protection.
That has fire protection on it.
Barely any compared to the giant flames coming out.
He didn't take any persistent. He reduced his other damage.
By half?
He's already gotten rid of, like, 10 damage negated from fire.
I'm thinking, like, is there a chimney that we could reverse Santa somebody with a rope? I don't know.
Out of the forge, there would be a chimney.
Just don't
jump
in it.
You'd have to put them through the forge to pull them out of the forge, and a rope with that much fire probably isn't going
to
last that
long.
Is
the chimney... What if I... Can I go through the chimney to get to a different area, potentially, where
the chimney leads straight to the forge.
So there's like right in the middle room where we just ran in. It's not like a different area of the forest.
So you know the whole Santa Claus thing. He has like magic and stuff that lets him
fire resistance. Maybe who knows?
Well, I was just thinking I was thinking more of long lines of like it maybe goes to a different
Santa's
place in the forge where
you don't want to run into the fire building, but you want to go down the chimney into literally the source of fire.
With the really tight chute that focuses all that smoke and fire in one tiny little place.
Shimmy his ass down there.
I'm just trying to think outside the chimney.
No, you're thinking into it.
Cosmo, what are you going to do?
What I'm fucking thinking. Can anyone detect magic? See, there's something causing the fire?
That's not how detect magic works.
That's still what I'm pointing out, right? It would just show me there's magic in the area that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Something that may be great. How long does that take to activate? Is it just an action?
Detect magic? It's a single action that pulses that tells you if magic is present.
That could be literally anybody with any item here that we don't know about, right?
It could be. It's 30 feet, so depending on your placement, you can use that as a source.
You could literally just walk around and yell the guy's name and see if you hear him.
Is it just like a search to see if there's anything? Can I see what's causing the fire? Like, do we know? We don't know what's causing it, right? Like a source is something to put out to stop out here, maybe?
Are you saying like... a single source that would put out the entire fire?
Yeah.
Definitely nothing you see out here from that. If such a thing existed, it would likely be inside.
I feel like there's no good answer here.
Oh, there's plenty of good answers. It's just doing, like, any of them are good answers.
It's a dangerous situation. Yeah. It's you either got to stand out here and...
do nothing.
And do nothing, which...
or try to find something to help. You know, you don't have to inside to help.
Useless,
You could run around outside. You could listen. You could call for help. You could follow Organa. You could go inside with us.
Follow Organa?
You could, yeah. Rally the Bucket Brigade and be like, hey, put all of your effort right here. I hear him or something.
Bucket Brigade.
You say fuck the Bucket Brigade?
Yeah, it's a fucking Bucket Brigade.
He's so bad about the Bucket Brigade.
My speed goes up without my armor, right?
Does it?
Doesn't it slow me down? Full plate?
Does your armor reduce your movement? Does it say that somewhere?
Yeah, -5. So I can dismiss it as an action to get the extra 5 feet.
You could.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
And I'm going to just fucking... Mike is going to flip off the Bucket Brigade and I'm going to run in.
So dismissing and what?
Then I just run in, I guess.
So what's your movement speed?
25 after the removal.
And you're running... inside?
Yeah.
You have two actions left?
Yeah.
All right, so that'll put you here. Okay, so now, gonna need saves from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna die.
I know. You're not gonna die. You're fine.
All right.
You have a lot of health.
Fortitude first for the smoke.
Not 20.
Oh! You know what you didn't say? You didn't say you held your breath. Does that help? I wouldn't know.
Have to find out. Natural 20, total of?
35.
That is a critical success. Your natural 20, no damage from the smoke. Now I need a reflex for the stuff falling.
That is nowhere near a 20. That is a 15.
15 is a critical failure.
Yep.
Your point?
Oh, yeah, I do have one. Yeah.
I was going to say. What?
Brad's new session. That's not much better. Reflex, 22.
22 is a failure, but not a critical failure.
Better than crit.
18 fire and bludgeoning damage, and you are on fire.
Man, without fire resistance, you probably just stayed outside.
4 persistent fire damage, and I will need that save at the end of the turn for the persistent damage, or the flat check.
Flat check?
Yep.
9.
You are still on fire.
What is it? 10? 15?
15. Heldicea.
I feel like this dude's fucked. If we're taking this much damage, because he's probably just some dude.
We don't know where he is.
He is just some dude.
Yeah. He's already dead.
I could assume that he is just some dude.
Please.
Is that Mike speaking or Kazuma?
Yes. So you said that on our trip here, we were able to identify all of those things?
Yeah.
Okay, so are any of the vials like fire resistant, like
no.
Some kind of nothing?
No, there are three poisons and a potion of moderate healing.
What about all the vials I found?
Those were the three green vials.
Yeah, that was the three green vials that he found. Yeah. I found liquids in vials in with the wands.
It was one potion.
That's it?
Yeah.
That was the healing potion.
Okay. And how about the wands? Are they wand of water or anything?
No.
Wand of silence and wand of alarm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. You did say that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Silence the bucket brigade so they stop bothering Kazuma.
Okay, so I'm going to do a perception check to see if I can hear Rolf or anything, like trying to scream for help, anything like that. 17.
Basically, all you really hear coming from that area is the crackling of the fire.
Will a hero point change anything?
It could change something.
From the back room, you hear, "Oh my god, I'm dead." Oh man, this fire really burns me up.
Okay, I'm gonna use a hero point.
Okay.
Nat 20!
Ooh.
Boom.
It is.
31.
It's a nat 20, so it means something. You very specifically do not hear anyone except the movement of your teammates going through here that you recognize.
Okay, so I look at Bruna and ask her if there is anywhere else that Ralph could have gone, because he's definitely not in the building.
He might be in the basement.
Where is there an entrance to the basement?
It's through the building.
Helpful.
That was a very good fucking question. That was a very good fucking question. You just unlocked some major information. So I'm granting you a hero point for that, because that was really fucking good.
Thanks. Okay. So where exactly is the entrance to the basement?
All the way through the main and around the back, there's a door that leads down. Big steel door.
Okay. So, I have a cantrip called Message, and what that does is you mouth words quietly, but instead of coming out of your mouth, they're transferred directly to the ears of the target.
Message, you might need to know who they are.
I'm trying to send a message to the dude, I think.
Well, we don't know that, but she might be sending a message to Cosmo or me.
And, no. We're concealed, remember?
I don't know if he's in it yet. I'm concealed, but I don't know if Cosmo is yet.
In this message thing here, it says that the target may be able to give a brief response, but they must be able to see you and be within range to do so. But it doesn't say, like, that I have to see them, so I don't...
To target somebody with a spell, you have to see them.
Yeah, generally for that, like, if they have to see you, then you definitely would have to see them as well.
Okay, so if I go up to the door... Without going in, am I able to see Rosvin or no?
See who?
Rosvin.
Oh, you're trying to talk to Rosvin?
Yes.
I thought you were trying to talk to Rolf.
No, I'm trying to talk to Rosvin.
But either way, he's concealed in the smoke.
I have Merc Sight.
You have what?
Merc Sight.
Non-magical, yeah. It pierces through non-magical.
Yes, I have mark sight, which...
You don't take circumstance.
Your vision pierces through non-magical fog, mist, and rain, snow. You don't take circumstance penalties to ranged attacks or perception checks caused by non-magical precipitation, and your target attacks don't require a flat check to succeed against a target concealed only by such effects.
It's precipitation.
Non-magical
based.
Fog, mist, rain, and snow. Let's
that does not say smoke.
Fog, it's the same shit.
Fog and smoke aren't the same thing at all.
GM?
They're not. If you went up, well, you don't...
So I can't see him, is what you're telling me. I understand, like, if I
roll me a perception.
Can't see through the fog and shit, but...
Yeah. Because concealed never says that you're completely invisible. That would be hidden.
Yeah.
And concealed still has a chance to attack and stuff like that. So because it's a distance, that's why I'm doing a perception check with it.
I'm going to use a hero point.
Did you roll a 1?
I rolled a 6, so it would be a 17.
Jason, can you move her to the entrance?
Oh, from the entrance, a 17 would do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're much closer with that, so yeah.
Okay. So then, last action, I use message to send out a message to Rosvin. Rosvin, I believe Rolf is in the basement. It's a steel door all the way through... Hooked around to the right side. I don't believe he's in danger because I don't think the fire can go through the steel.
That's probably the...
as much as I could get. Heard.
Yeah.
Bye.
That might even have been a... Rosvin.
I'm going to try to get to where the voice in my head told me to go.
voice in my your head.
Ear. Rosvin doesn't know the difference.
What's your speed?
30 feet.
I do have a question, though. Did I hear the lady say it to... Hell to see you?
No, you're like
yeah,
at the
I'm like 50 some feet
yeah,
away.
Yeah, you're back at the back of the building.
Just
yeah.
To make sure.
The blackened remains of furniture and tools litter this ravaged forge. Soot stains the walls, particularly around the window to the north. To the east, a massive brick forge is filled with flames. Opposite the forge is a metallic door glowing a dull red.
Did it take all of my actions to get there?
Your speed's 30?
Yes.
Then no.
How many actions
I moved you one action so far. Then read the description of the room that you entered.
Okay. And it would be one action to get to the door?
Are you wearing metal or holding metal?
Yep. Chainmail.
I'm wearing scale mail.
Scale mail, yeah.
Right, so you feel your stuff getting uncomfortably warm just by entering this room. This room is so much hotter than the last one.
All right.
The smoke is also much thicker in here. All right. So we need a reflex save first. Then you walk in.
As soon as I walk in?
Yep. Okay. From the heat.
23.
23 is a failure. However, because you're... Armor is fire resistant. I'm going to half the amount of damage that you take because it is designed to withstand fire.
It is still considered a fail, though.
Yes.
Okay, that's very important wording because of my evasion.
I know.
Yeah.
You take 3 fire damage. This is, you take this damage.
Yeah, it's taken damage. Okay.
Second action, you start moving up toward the door.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly see it.
Yeah.
You get to the door, almost. As you move up to it, what you thought was fire is actually... A fire creature who saw you coming and it strikes out at you as you get close because he's now right in your face and just looks like the fire before. So he was ready to action waiting for you to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a 29 to hit.
That's
going to
hit.
11 bludgeoning damage and it also sets you on fire. So you'll get a...
Okay, no worries.
You have a final action.
Okay.
This creature is blocking the door.
Oh, that's... That was what I was going to ask.
I had a feeling you might be asking that.
I'm going to pull out the new one, the Falchion.
Okay.
Falchion.
Give me a reflex save.
It's a critical failure. It's a 19 total with a nat 1.
14 fire damage.
Okay.
I am going to need fortitude save for being in this room.
Nat 20, baby.
Nice.
All right.
That's a 35.
So... No damage there.
Good. Great, great news.
That's the end of your turn, yeah?
Yes.
So, Organa, you're up next.
All right. I believe you said I could see that window from where I was.
You assume there's a window back there. You could not see it from where you were.
I'll go to where I assumed there was a window. I was looking for another way in, so.
You get to the window, and there's a lot of fucking fire. Like, the whole window is on fire, but you do see that there is a window there.
Is it open or shattered?
You'd have to crawl through, and you assume that it would give you some, that you'd catch some damage from doing so.
What if I tumble through athletically?
Just do like a swan dive through the window?
It's or very Organa-like.
I mean, entering the window is the same. It's a reflex save. Well, so climbing through, jumping through, whatever, it's going to be a reflex save to pass through to try to avoid taking damage regardless. That's for any window in the building.
We could probably make that happen.
But for Flare, it's still a tumble through, sticks the landing, licks the hair back.
I'm going to roll
a perception check also while you're there.
Is it to search for undead while exploring?
No.
Is it an initiative bonus?
No.
All right. 33.
So you get through there, you see the glowing door, you actually manage to see Rosvin, and you see the thing that is fire, but living fire, standing between, or right in front of the door, and between you and Rosvin, and looks like they've squared off.
Changes things. Definitely changes things. Maybe it won't change anything. I'm going to grab a scroll of fire resistance from my bag.
All right.
I'm going to use that, and then hop through the window.
Scroll would probably be casting, which is going to be two actions to cast, likely.
Oh, I thought that made it easier. I thought it was, like, made it cheaper to cast. I thought that was the point of this scroll.
It's cheaper in the fact that it doesn't take up a spell slot.
Okay. All right. Oh, I already used a move to get up there, too.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you can still remove it to prep it for next turn, like, to have it out, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that, and I'll draw Seraphim as well. No, I won't. That's a fire monster. I won't draw Seraphim. I would like to inspire heroics and also inspire courage.
That's two.
Incorrect. Inspire heroics is a free action focus spell that empowers inspire courage.
Oh, I was thinking a different thing. So courageous anthem in this case, but
courageous anthem.
That's a new name for it.
Is that
yeah.
What it's called now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cosma and Rosvin, I need your will DCs.
Mine's 24.
24.
And technically yourself too, Clay?
My will DC?
Yeah.
You have to beat your own will?
25.
Okay, so 25 is your performance DC.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. He's going to roll a 1 now because he said that.
I was going to say, I got the hero points.
Is it a 1?
Was it a 1?
Was it a 2, but... that's funny. Get the fuck out of here.
That's another 2.
So hero point, another 2? God damn.
God damn.
You really jinxed yourself there, huh?
No, Jay jinxed me.
You really jinxed himself there, huh?
It is above a 15, so it's not a critical failure.
On a failure, the composition provides its normal bonus. So,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I know.
So at least it's still
yeah,
something.
Still a plus one, yeah.
Still got that plus one, baby. Let's go.
Noice. Just to clarify for listeners and all that, it's still two actions to cast, or no, it's one action for Inspire.
Yeah, Inspire Courage.
And Heroics is a free action?
Yep.
All right.
Because I walked up, I grabbed the scroll out of my bag.
All right, you said Fire Resistance? Because I was looking through to remove it off your thing and cast it. I didn't see Fire Resistance in there. I saw Fire Shield.
Yeah, Fire Shield, that's it.
That gives you Cold Resistance.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's a shield of fire.
That's stupid. That's a bad name.
He would have a fire affinity at that point because
shut
it would be all around.
Fuck up.
It'd be
that's
all
a
around
bad
him,
name
so.
For that.
And not how that works.
It's exactly how it works.
It's not. Chaser.
Chaser, now having downed his potion of fire resistance, is going to use up his 40 feet of movement to get inside the building following where Rosvin went. Did I hear her, Bruna, say the whole thing about the guy being in the basement possibly and like
you
where it was?
You would have been there next to her when she said it, yes.
Okay. I'm going to run in and attempt to follow those instructions. I will eventually encounter difficult terrain, but I will use all three actions for movement so I can get as close as I can. All
right, so one action gets you there and then...
Now I'm in difficult terrain once I'm inside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I calculated that because part of your movement, because you're so fucking fast, was through difficult terrain.
I was very tempted to enter Stoked Flame, but at this point I don't think the bonus 5 feet would help me because I'd be losing an action, and it's time sensitive right now.
Hey, your second action gets you in there. Give me a perception check.
Natural 20.
You actually manage to see Organa outside as well, but you see Rosvin and the flame creature at the door blocking his path. You have one action left.
How far away am I right now?
From
Rosvin and from the flame creature.
You are 10 feet from Rosvin, 15 from the creature.
Okay.
But 5 feet will get you adjacent to Rosvin, 10 feet will get you adjacent to the creature.
I will... So sorry, Rosvin. I'm going to stay where I am for the moment, but...
Also, you're not wearing metal?
No, because I don't No, I just have my explorer's clothing on. Yeah, I'm fairly certain I don't have any metal on me. If I have a weapon on me, but I'm not actively holding it, that won't count, right?
Is it like sheathed or whatever?
Yeah, like I, yeah. I have like my darts, and I think I might have.
I mean, they'll get potentially warm if you like touch them. You'll have to, but they're going to get hot in here. But usually, touch them is going to be the issue.
You got any necklaces or rings on?
Probably has a ring on. Maybe.
I don't.
Your goggles are really hot.
I was going to say, official stat-wise, I'm technically wearing my goggles. I don't believe I have any rings.
No, I don't see any rings, actually.
Equipped. But I would be wearing my goggles.
It's not showing in your bag for some reason on the sheet here. It's showing that you're holding a mithril shield.
That's in the bag. I do not have that equipped.
Did you take it out at one point for something?
I think we have
it. To show it off, I think he... actually did it to show it off at one point.
I don't think I've shown it off.
I thought you did that. That's what you were pulling out of the bag, wasn't it?
That was the ever-burning torch. Ever-flame crystal.
I thought you used it, like you had one hand with the shield in it for some fight that you were in, I thought.
For the round burrower?
It would have been recent, because it was
because
I don't think so.
I got the bag before I robbed those graves, one of which had my face.
Anyway.
Because that's where I put it. But no, I wouldn't have the shield equipped. And if I did, I would have dropped it at some point anyway.
So what do you do with your last action then?
My last action, I would like to pull a vial off of my bandolier that I have.
And which vial would that be?
I would like to... I literally just added it previously because we were going over our potions. And like I have a running list of what is on my thing. A frost vial.
Oh, look at that.
And it is now in my hand. I'm assuming I cannot throw it as part of that action.
Correct.
Great. End of turn. Rosvin, I'm here to help, I think.
Not very reassuring at all.
Well, I don't know what's happening with the flame monster.
Cosma?
Rosvin just keeps hearing voices in his head because he can't see anything. He's like...
Did I see the way Rosvin ran?
Yeah, you saw him run in, yeah. He's no longer in your sight.
I'll go.
And you just saw Chaser come fucking charging past you as well.
I will go that way then.
And your movement is 25. So what are you doing then? Like,
set it in the direction they went?
As far as you can, or...
Yeah.
Because if you're going to use a two-action activity to move and just use those, I will give you, like, 25 feet because of the thing instead of 10 and 10, is what I'm saying. But you're locking in two actions to do it.
Yeah.
You're inside the building, right?
You passed him.
Two actions, 25 feet, gets you right next to Rosvin and also right next to this flame creature that is standing there.
What's
up?
I'm going to need... You're definitely wearing metal.
No, I'm not.
He took off his armor.
Oh, yes, you're not.
Can I punch it?
What?
Can I punch it?
You can try, the sure, yeah.
Or is that going to... Would that hurt?
You'll have to find out, bro.
I don't know if you're smart of that or just...
It is concealed, so you will have to roll the flat check also.
So I can summon my armor and weapon. It would just... Would just hurt, like, deal damage and hurt me, basically? Because it's hot?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a concealment just to try and see it?
And actually, because you're summoning in it, it probably actually wouldn't hurt you on the first turn. Because it's not going to... Being in here, like, coming in here, wearing the stuff, going through the heated area, heats it up.
Gotcha.
So I'd probably give you your first turn without it hurting you.
Word. So I did.
But you've used two actions.
Right.
Oh, you have the thing where you can summon all of it at once, don't you?
I can, yeah.
Great fucking feat.
It does technically happen right at
the first... It's when he's
in danger.
Yeah.
I don't know if the villain seeing him would start that or not.
I feel like that wording means, like,
the trigger
when initiative
is,
starts.
The trigger is like,
initiative.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just try and punch it. If I'm right next to it. It's a concealment first to see it.
No, you can see it.
Yeah, it's a concealment giant fire monster.
You have to
can
do a flat check of concealment to see if you can hit it.
Okay, so it's flat, 3.
Yeah, that misses. Is that with your fist?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys see him punch at the fire creature. He actually just punches fire, not
like,
the fire creature.
Like real
creature.
Fire. Blah! I think I hit it.
Now it is my turn. So you see this thing take like a runner stance at the start of a race, like kind of lean down type thing, sort of like the Flash also, how he gets ready to
stance.
Run. Yeah, sort of like the Flash is getting ready to run, and that's where we're going to pick up next week.
No!
Oh, damn it.
I'm going to forget things.
God damn it. Bye, everyone.
Organa's about to save the day
again.
Have
a good one, everybody. See ya.
Goodbye.
Later. Bye.
Jeez.
Bye. Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Kevin. Later.